you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A few minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com, or as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7. However you receive us, we appreciate the hell out of it. It's an allergy attack day.
Oh, no.
I was assaulted a few minutes ago by something that climbed up my nose.
When are they going to figure this shit out?
My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Am I going to need to trach you?
No traching.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, happy birthday.
Thank you. Hold on one second. Kate, move.
Do you have any? Oh, I was going to ask you if you had any comments, if you wanted to make a statement. It is your birthday. If you had anything you wanted to report.
There you go. Now we can hear.
What are you adding to the manifesto?
I was engaged in technical difficulties.
Oh, shit,
it's called
man.
Plugging in the headphones. And there was a Jack Russell Terrier standing right in the fucking way, like she always manages to do. What do I want to say?
Yeah.
You'll hear. Tune in for the next couple hours, ladies and gentlemen here. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Southern California day here. It is my birthday. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Facebook for,
how do you feel? Do you feel any different?
My nose feels like 10,000 years old or whatever.
Okay.
But other than that, no, I don't feel
you don't feel any different.
Well, define different.
Is that just your elitist atheism talking?
It is. It's my, my arrogance.
Yes.
And my baby hating.
Right.
Or baby eating. I mean, we're going to be here for the next couple hours, ladies and gentlemen. Tweet us during the show if you like. One word, crab diving, CRABDIVING, or you can toss us a message over at our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and a great community of wise humans there, and all kinds of fun conversations.
They know a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Really.
And they let us know that if we fuck up.
Oh, yeah. I got yelled at for something. I put a post up
Mormons,
about Facebook.
Yeah,
I made a crack about all the fucking Mormons
some little magic underwear and tied in a knot.
Oh, yeah. And then I made a remark about it's a pain in the ass to get booze there. Isn't it?
Is it?
And the person...
Is it a dry... It's not a dry state.
And the person, like, responded to me like I was being stupid. Like, yeah. Everybody knows you can't get beer in Utah. I don't know. I mean, that didn't come out of nowhere. There must be some law in Utah that says, you know, maybe Sundays are dry or something.
I like when the people that agree with us get mad about shit.
Right.
Like little shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're still outraged. Anyway.
I guess I could look it up to see if there's any fucking laws in Utah about drinking. I don't know. I don't give a
not
shit.
Your responsibility.
Yeah, I don't care. You tell me, stupid.
All kinds of shit going on.
I'm just kidding.
In the world here, I guess we can see what Sarah Palin has to say about the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, May the 23rd. My fucking birthday, 2016.
Happy birthday!
These are your headlines.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're doing a show. You're doing a live streaming internet radio podcast on your birthday.
I am. I'm sacrificing for my art.
Yeah. Years ago when you were going art. To school in Madison, Wisconsin, did you ever see yourself doing a live podcast on the internet?
I'm not sure the internet existed back when I was doing it.
Oh, shit.
I was in school.
What did people
in
do?
In Wisconsin. No, I'm kidding. What do you mean what did people do?
Before the internet.
Well, you had to type papers back in the day, too, right?
Right?
On an old one of those typewriter machines, right?
That's true.
There you go. Before cell phones?
Yes.
Kids these days, man.
Every voice, every douchebag has a voice. It's perfect.
Kids these days.
It's great.
Yeah, for example, crabdiving.com 24/7.
Wait, we're not douchebags.
We're assholes.
Oh, okay.
Over at the commie pico liberal Huffington Post, the headline says, Looney Tune, cartoon your way to fame, the Donald Trump edition. The HuffPo wants to feature your cartoons. Apparently, the HuffPo is having a let's make fun of who the Republicans are shadding forth as their presidential nominee. Attention all artists, cartoonists, illustrators, and doodlers. The HuffPo is launching a visual storytelling initiative.
Jesus, that sounds creepy.
So I guess they're looking for people to draw shit.
Oh shit, I draw. Hey, do you want to be part of the what is it? The global initiative?
What's your comic?
What do I draw
on the Instagram?
Yeah,
hey,
listen, I own the hashtag dick puppets. Hashtag dick puppets. Look that up. You'll see all my dick puppets.
Dick puppets on the Instagash.
Hey,
Graham,
you laugh, man. We're gonna be hiring staff writers for that bitch.
Okay,
it's gonna be a sitcom.
It works for me. So that's the headline. It's a must be a slow news morning if the headline over at the HuffPo is they're having a draw Donald contest. But
is that supposed to be? Is that like a take on Draw Muhammad kind of thing? Something? Is there any relation?
No, I just think they're trying to have a call to the HuffPo. You know, started pretty early on adding a footer to every story about Trump that describes him as a liar and it just says he's a serial liar.
He seems like
over at the HuffPo, they put on every single story about him. Initially, he was in the entertainment section, remember? They wouldn't even consider him a serious candidate when he first started running. And then grudgingly, after they found out about all the angry white Trumpalos out there that are actually voting for him, then they had to kind of move him up into the politics to take him seriously. So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Drudge Report. We can check on really quick, see what the monosyllabs are talking about.
Yes.
It says the FBI is investigating Terry McAuliffe.
Okay, that sounds ominous.
The Virginia governor, Democrat. So, of course, that's why it's top of the masthead over at the Drudge Report. Virginia governor, Democrat Terry McAuliffe is the subject of an ongoing investigation by the FBI, it says. The investigation dates at least last year and focuses on whether donations to the campaign violated the law.
Oh shit, man.
Some more campaign finance reform bullshit.
Right.
Or more campaign bullshit on their parts.
Yeah, yeah. Benghazi.
There you go.
God damn.
Benghazi. So not that I guess it's good that there's no huge big bad news or anything like that, right?
Right-wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, in our religions, in our Constitution. Tell us that we're not red enough? Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
The reason I played that was so I could blow my nose. It's so gross. Shit. So disgusting.
God, she's nuts.
Right-wing and bitter clinging proud clingers.
Hey.
There you go. So that's what's going on there, ladies and gentlemen. Hop over to our Facebook page if you like. Joining the combos there. Lots of stuff going on. The big news today, I guess if we get to the headlines that weren't there, which surprised me, but earlier this morning, the first popo in the Freddie Gray
God damn it.
Wild ride killing, right?
Yeah. Rough ride.
Rough ride. Wild ride is
what is
you
that?
Pay for it a weekend at the Bunny Ranch.
The, that's like $2,500.
Sure, the girlfriend experience.
Jeez.
The Freddie Gray's, the first policeman who most people even said probably had the weakest case against him. This is one of the cops that I guess had the least amount of contact really with Freddie Gray during this whole thing.
Right.
And the prosecutor there really kind of cast a wide net. Anybody involved from the instant till, you know, the drivers and all that stuff, she kind of she indicted every fucking buddy.
Right.
Rightfully so. But police officer Edward Nero, however, was found not guilty this morning.
Wow. Okay.
By a judge. He opted for a bench trial. And he is... Most people even said that they thought that this one would be the least likely to get a conviction because this guy really barely had any contact with Freddie Gray. He was involved in the initial arrest, which was apparently illegal from the top because he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
He looked at them and turned and ran, and they chased. So he was guilty of running from cop.
You should, running shouldn't buy you a ticket to a rough ride. The back of a fucking, what was he in, a trailer or something?
They get mad. Yeah, they threw him in the back of a, Lawrence O'Donnell doesn't allow me to say paddy wagon. In the back of a police wagon. And I guess it's, you know, something they do. It's one of these things where if you piss them off, you make them run, you make them sweat, you make their fat taints drip a little bit.
Ooh.
And they, to get back at you, you know, they'll hog tie you, throw you in the back of the truck and oops. Forgot to strap you in.
That's not funny. I mean, it's so fucked up. It's laughable.
And Freddie Gray ended up with a mostly severed neck.
Yeah.
From it. Died a day later, a couple days later. Horrible. The first cop, Officer Edward Nero, found not guilty, ladies and germs, over in the sovereign state of Maryland in Baltimore.
Right.
We'll see what happens. The community ain't too happy.
Isn't Maryland, though, like, progressive, kind of, and liberal?
Yeah. That's where Martin O'Malley, right? The early third dude. Well, actually, there were five of them. But he was the third one left standing in the Democratic race, right?
Yeah.
Along with...
who's that guy from The Wire?
Jim Webb.
yeah.
is the dino, who really sounds like a Republican. And his name was bounced around by a couple of pundits as possible Trump
VP candidate.
Yeah. That if he wanted to maybe try to suck some of the Democrats that don't like Hillary, that guy is right wing enough, the Jim Webb.
Right.
That and hawkish enough that they'd they might do that, but who knows.
And the Jim Webb is
Lincoln Chafee.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Jim Webb is the governor of...
Jim Webb was a representative.
I thought he was a fucking governor, man.
I need a
flow chart of who runs what fucking state so we can refer to stuff.
He's a veteran, I remember, but I don't think he was... Oh, he's a senator from Virginia. He served... I think he just served one term and then was voted out or quit or whatever. But Jim Webb, anyway. Gosh. Holy shit, he's 70 years old. Wow, he looks good. I wouldn't have known that at all. Dude's 70.
Oh, wow. You sure that's not a ZHarmony profile pic from like 15 years ago?
Might be Photoshopped a little bit. So there you go. The drudgies are all thrilled about Terry McAuliffe. In his shenanigans, and what's been going on there too. Don't forget.
Yeah.
And that was the headline over the Drudge Report. I was just closing.
Was that plane crash terrorism? Do we know?
They don't know yet. They found the black boxes.
Yeah,
that's not a
box.
Porn,
right?
That's they found, allegedly they found them, but you know it's deep water, so they gotta get some fancy submersibles or something going.
Am I dumb to think that, like, is there some way to make it so when these fucking planes crash, the black box has a way of floating up to the surface or something, and then a beacon goes off, and then you can find it? Is there any way to find this black box?
Well, it pings.
Oh, okay.
It has a, it's supposed to go 90 days, but they say if it's really cold and really deep,
yes,
that it may not.
Oh, God, how horrible. Oh, my God.
It may not last as long. It may only last like 30 days, but they think they heard it. They think they found the pingers already.
And what's that going to tell everybody? Oh, it fucking crashed. It was horrible. Newsflash. Jeez.
Well, yeah.
I guess you could learn something about the plane and how it crashed. You could prevent future crashes, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're sitting here, well, I am anyway, debating the whether or not we need the black box in an airplane anymore.
Well, now, I mean, everything is, there's so much data that's even sent. I'm surprised they rely so much on the black boxes because now they have these data bursts, I guess, that the plane sends anyway, like every few minutes.
Right.
It records what's going on and sends it over the intranets and airwaves anyway.
So they don't need it.
That's why they knew there was smoke that went off. They heard that, or they found that smoke alarms started going off in the plane, which one guy said lends to or leads away from a bomb, an explosion.
But Trump said it was terrorism, and if you thought otherwise, you're fucking stupid.
Exactly what's going on.
What a douche.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he at all walks that back. I mean,
well, if it's not terrorism, he's going to have to. I mean, right?
Well, absolutely.
I guess.
And he didn't even, I mean, he wasn't subtle about it. He's like, you know who did this. I'll tell you exactly who did this.
You know what he's going to say? He's going to say, listen, Trump, we found out that plane crash, it wasn't taken down from terrorism. And he's going to say, well, you know, they're going to do it with a plane in the future. So who gives a fuck? That's what he'll say. And that's crazy.
Let's get right into this, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a clip here.
Oh, my gosh.
From our favorite over at The Blaze. you know, the main cause célèbre over at on the whiny right,
yes,
is the evil transgender.
Ooh.
Running into the bathrooms and sticking their fingers into little girls and things.
Oh, boy.
Here's a little bit of Glenn Beck.
God damn it.
Opining. I believe he
What's his fucking problem today?
I believe he's in the Oval Office, right?
Yes, and what's he wearing?
At the
What is Glenn wearing?
Sweater.
Ooh.
With a fat neck.
Okay.
Cowl neck sweater, is that what they call it?
Oh, yes.
And he's got a shirt and tie on. He's right. Very fancy today.
Is he is this his blogging outfit? Is he blogging?
Pocket square or something.
Jesus Christ. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's a green sweater with some kind of a yellow handkerchief or something coming out. Oh, you know what?
He's out of his mind.
It might be a team sweater or something that's an emblem. I can't see it's a screen cap, so there might be an emblem on the sweater or something. Oh, it might be the Redskins. He loves the Redskins.
Are you shitting me?
Loves saying the name.
Is he wearing a Redskins logo on his fucking... He's such an asshole. You know,
but here's Glenn Beck.
Let me give you another one. Hershey Park. Imagine taking your kids to Hershey Park over the summer. Hershey Park announced this week that transgender guests visiting the theme park may use the bathroom that matches their gender identity or family restroom if they wish. So they can just go in. Males can go in to the female at an amusement park.
So a place targeted to kids, which is, I mean, even
which is even worse
specifically, yeah.
Which is even worse.
Did you these
let me just say this.
Oh, you want
that one? I thought you fucking paused it.
Now,
wait, what?
I thought you paused it. They took such a fucking pause.
It's a big gap. Yeah, it's a big
this. I'm sorry.
Pause.
This is unfucking real.
Right.
They're so fucking stupid.
Spectacular
amusement
asshole.
Parks. The diddlers are attacking the amusement parks, everybody.
And again, it has nothing to do. We played a clip on Friday's show. Go to crabdiving.com, ladies and gentlemen. We played a clip of that one right-wing nut job who basically said that, they're trying to pass these laws to let the transgendered into your bathrooms with your kids. See, they're not even trying to disguise some of it anymore. It's not about transgender,
but
it's about pedophiles,
right? Oh yes, but aren't the transgender people in the fucking bathrooms anyway?
Well, yeah.
Everybody's using the bathroom,
and up till all this uproar, there's been 0.0 problem.
Who's am I naive to not remember who the fuck started this whole bathroom bullshit thing?
Oh, God.
What the? Where did this start? Whoever started this, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You're a fucking asshole.
And if I'm an atheist, but
yes,
a middle finger to the God that invented sinuses.
Yeah, I'm yeah, really. God, I'm sorry. What is it? Is it hay fever or something?
It's some kind of allergy. Something set me off. I don't know what it is. It just
maybe there's some right wing nut jobs around. You're right. Allergic.
Here's the rest of Glenn.
Let me just say this. If you don't stand up now, I guarantee you the next thing that will be mainstream, because this is not normal. This is not the way.
Oh, here we go. What slippery slope is this twunt going to slide down now?
Yeah. When am I going to be married to a goat?
The velocity of the way this is being jammed down everybody's throat is not normal. This isn't an outcry from the people. This is 0.3% of the population.
And I've been on Facebook, I see the comments all the time. This is 0.3% of the population. This is 0.1% of the population. This is this. And even when they talk about gay people, it's only 5% of the, or, you know, whatever
Jesus
they say.
Christ.
5% of the population. There's more of us. Why do we have to put up with them? And then I always respond, exactly what percentage of the population do you think doesn't deserve equal rights? So what percentage do you have to equal to get to qualify for equal rights?
Yeah. Well, fuck you.
Right.
I'll tell you the Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's stupid.
This, when you saw the gay marriage thing.
No.
That was pushed through by the administration, but we would have arrived there anyway ourselves.
Fuck you.
We would have gotten there.
No, he's using the same argument that some people made with abortion, that the evil activist judges shouldn't have decided that way, that all the states were going there anyway.
We have, but we have.
But then you would still have a state like fucking Alabama with Roy Cunting Moore flinging himself.
What a dick.
In front of the courthouses saying no starfish bumpers allowed.
I'm a martyr.
Right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When he's like, we would all get there eventually.
Fuck
that
you.
Ain't true.
Fuck you. That's not how the shit works anyway.
That's why we needed the federal intervention to turn around and say, you know what? This is wrong. This is a violation of civil rights. Everybody needs to step in line.
We're a progressive society, and we progress to the point where we're enlightened, and we treat certain... Well, listen, we're getting there. God damn it.
We're working on it.
God, we suck. We suck so hard. But in the meantime, like, we see gay people as people, lesbian people as people, and trans people as fucking people. It's called being a progressive society, you fucking dick. God.
Another 5 or 10 years, we would have gotten there anyway. It was already on that path.
Not everywhere.
No.
Texas? You're telling me that Texas would finally come around and say, like, well, okay, we're going to legalize gay marriage.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Or Mississippi fucking C. Or Alabama.
They're like two-year-olds, those states.
Right. That's why we have the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act. Which states do those kind of tweak the most?
Way back when in the Civil Rights Movement, you couldn't reason with Alabama to say that black people are people. You can reason with them.
Using the same arguments that this asshole's using right now.
Yeah. Hey, are you going to like it when Obama rolls in the tanks so a trans person can take a piss at fucking Walmart?
We've arrived there anyway ourselves. We would have gotten there. Another 5 or 10 years, we would have gotten there anyway. It was already on that path. Transgendered bathrooms have come out of nowhere and are being jammed down our throat.
No.
Yeah.
Your laws are forcing the trans, there's no transgendered bathrooms. What is he talking about? Transgender bathrooms.
He's kind of right in a sense. If you're a bigoted asshole fuckface, yes, we are shoving something down your ignorant fucking throat. You have to treat these people as people. Fuck off. You know what I mean? But to everybody else, it's not a big deal, dickhead.
Right.
You know, welcome to the party.
I guarantee you, the next stop on this train is pedophilia.
There it is.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
There it is.
Next stop, pedophilia.
How?
Pederast station.
Can anybody
all aboard
with an IQ over 20 not understand consent?
Hey, boy. Fuck, I don't know.
It's that simple.
Pedophilia station.
When they say, well, now, when they say, well, this might lead to polygamy, well, now you might have an argument there, and who cares?
Who gives a fuck?
If a bunch of idiots want to get together and sign a marriage contract with multiple people,
oh, yes.
I give zero fucks.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
It's going to change my life zero. Are they being treated special? Then that shouldn't happen.
But what if we give away all the rights and then we have no rights left to give?
Yeah.
Don't they have that argument?
My Second Amendment.
Right. Pedophilia. That's the only one they care about, by the way.
Pedophilia.
You mentioned the only amendment their side cares about. Yeah. Second motherfucking
Next
amendment.
Stop on this train is pedophilia. I guarantee it. They will normalize pedophilia.
It's from rightwingwatch.org, ladies and gentlemen.
Shit, I'm taking that in. I'm taking that in right now. That's the purpose of the Trans Lives Matter movement. They want to normalize pedophilia.
Yeah, they want to take a piss in the bathroom and be left alone. But it's a slippery slope. It's scaring the ninnies away.
The mission is to make it okay for me to say, hey, what'd you do this weekend? Oh, I banged my cousin and I took a 7-year-old out on a date. I'm normalizing pedophilia.
In which side?
This is lunacy.
Which side are the ones, I might add, that have the Ted Nugents? And the duck dicks, right? What's duck fuck's name?
A duck's penis is actually a spiral.
Phil Robertson and his
It's the vagina is a spiral. I think that
now that's a woman. They got to where they're getting hard to find, mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look, you wait till they get to be 20 years old, the only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick you up.
That's the creepiest thing, dude. You're right. Well, listen to these white fucking motherfuckers laugh at him.
All those lunkheads in the background.
Oh, God, he's so stupid. Jesus. What's that?
Uncle Phil. Funny.
Oh, damn.
Or wait, he's not Uncle Cy.
Uncle Cy.
Phil is the, Phil is this one.
These
anyway.
Fat fucks in NASCAR t-shirts. Hilarious.
He's talking about fucking girls.
So fucked up.
In the name of Jesus,
listen,
of course.
That's the right, though. They're pervs. A lot of them are fucking depraved fucking pervs.
Who talks about sex more? And who
I
talks,
don't know.
And when they talk about gay rights, it has very little to do with equal access to marriage. The first thing they go is, but they fuck each other in the butt.
Yeah.
That ain't natural.
Why do they go to that?
Because they want to have somebody fuck them in the butt.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm.
They always go to the sodomy. It's like,
they're obsessed.
When Brian Fisher says sodomy based marriage.
Sodomy based marriage.
Asshole right wing nut job broadcaster Brian Fisher.
Sure.
Sodomy-based marriage. That's how he refers to gay marriage.
Yes. Butt-fucking-based marriage.
That's nuts. We don't call straight marriage dick-sucking marriage I don't know.
Although
whatever.
Isn't...
It's penis and vagina marriage.
Yeah. Right. That's all that counts.
Coitus marriage. Wait, is coitus... What does coitus mean? Does coitus just cover straight sex or does it cover gay sex? It's Latin.
That's interesting. I think
is it Latin?
I think it probably covers both because it sounds like it's like the derivation might be like co something. So it might be like commingling or something.
Right.
So I don't know. I might be lying, but I would think that coitus is covers butt sex. There you go, ladies.
Coitus
and gentlemen.
All around, everybody.
You learn these things here on Crab Diving.
Yeah.
The Here is, in response to the, we played this last week.
Yes.
Another clip. And this guy's going full bore now.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, there must have been a big delivery of big plastic buckets full of dried food.
Hello, Jim Baker.
Jim Baker is working his Christo balls off.
God damn it.
To try to hawk this shit.
Is he still selling that shitty food for the end of the world?
We have done less tweaking, as we call it, on this food than anything we've ever put together. The first few times, this food is so good, it passes the official Mexican test. This is Mexican food that real-life Mexicans approve of.
It's a new Mexican line of dried, horrible food.
Did he just fucking say that real-life Mexicans approve of?
Oh, yeah. They made their...
Produce them.
They made their busboys force-feed. They force-fed it to them.
Don't you think? Produce them. I want to meet these people that like this food. I don't even care. Any kind of person.
A 30-day Fiesta bucket, a total of 196 servings, Ryan, can be yours.
Fiesta bucket.
For $100.
I don't want a Fiesta bucket. Who the fuck wants a Fiesta bucket?
You know, this is not gringo food. This is good food, and it is unbelievable. But the big thing is... God. You know, I believe there's going to be some events take place. It may not be the big event, the grid going totally down, but I believe there's going to be...
Because if it was the big event, you don't need to buy Mexican dried food.
Yeah.
Because if Jesus is going to suck you up to his ball sack...
Sucky, sucky, to Jackie, nuzzle, Jackie.
Surf...
To cuddle.
On the penis rings of the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
You can.
That's the hardest kind of surfing, you know?
It is.
I've never met anybody who's any good at that. Sorry to stay.
So he can't say it's the apocalypse, right? He can't say it's the big one. Why would you buy his stupid, shitty food that's going to last a year and a half if it's the big one? So he said just now, I don't think it's the big one, but it's a big one. It's not the apocalypse. It's the black people ellipse.
You know what, man?
It's the brown people ellipse.
You know why people buy his fucking food? And this is going to sound really harsh. And I'm sorry. I don't mean to say this. But you're Jesus's bitch if you buy his food. Honestly. You're Jesus's bitch. How do you like that? Worried about the end times.
How Relax. Gullible really are people that participate
They're
in
so
this
so gullible,
shit?
Dude.
Grit going totally down. But I believe there's going to be... major event that that's literally gonna, like a shot across the bow, right. Gonna warn us. God's been dealing with me.
Yeah,
I'm so unrestful about it because I know things are coming. There you go.
God, what is her name? The wife.
Oops.
Are they married, or are they just shacking up?
Married.
They're living in sin? Oh, okay.
Isn't it Lori or something?
Where do they meet? On Grindr?
Yeah, I don't know.
God, she's irritating.
Yes.
Dang, I want to, you know what, man? I want to take Lori aside and say, listen, Lori, I don't mean to break it to you, but that you're working with Jim fucking Baker. He's the fucking talent. You know what I mean? I know. He's the star of this fucking Jim Baker show, so shut the fuck up.
Don't you think he would tell her to shut up, though? He likes it.
Do they not have a showrunner or anything that could talk to her?
Lori Baker.
Lori Baker.
Is her name.
God, man, let Jim talk. It's Jim Baker. Who the fuck are you? You're Lori Baker. I don't know who the fuck that is.
It's Mrs. Jim Baker.
God.
Lori Beth Graham was raised... Do you want her bio from the Jim Baker show?
I want to know what makes... You know, why is she on the show? Well, I mean, why does she deserve
Lori
to be on
Baker,
the show?
Born Lori Beth Graham, was raised in a middle class church, attending family and church. It should be a hyphen there. Attending family
Jesus
in Phoenix,
Christ.
Arizona. A life of partying and drugs.
Oh yeah,
that had begun during her early teen years had culminated into five abortions by the age of 22.
You know what's a goddamn God? That is insane. That's crazy. Five abortions. Can the human body even do five abortions? I mean, really, what's left in there?
There's five.
Not just five. But like, isn't it a shame? You know what's a tragedy is that she didn't grow up in the Instagash, Twitter, Facebook era. Then we could go back to her Instagram from like 1972.
Oh, and follow the fall. Yeah.
Yeah. The fun when she was fun.
She had a 10-year marriage plagued by abuse and domestic violence. That's horrible.
Five abortions.
Oh, here we go.
And I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
On Easter Sunday, 1989, Lori made a life-changing decision to attend Phoenix First Assembly of God.
Right.
It was there that she accepted Jesus Christ as her personal Lord Savior, stepped out on a journey of spiritual growth that began with the Master's Commission Discipleship Program. What kind of bullshit is that?
It sounds like somebody got a bullshit degree that doesn't mean shit from some bullshit institution.
Yeah, what? I don't know what this is.
I am the very model of a modern major general. That's what it sounds like.
Well, anyway, there you go.
Master agreement.
She began in 1994. Serious. She began an organization that has become Morning to Joy Ministry, an outreach that helps women deal with the pain and trauma of post-abortion, as well as other critical issues facing women today.
God
damn.
Post-abortion.
Trying to see where she met Jim Baker.
Well, you know, I mean, listen, what's her name? God, I forgot.
Lori.
Lori, you would know about post-abortion. You had post-abortion five fucking times. Right. Yeah, and again, no offense. Just get off my dick about stuff like that.
What? She went to she had an invitation to speak at the Los Angeles International Church, also known as the Dream Center. It was there that she met Pastor Jim Baker, who was serving at the inner city outreach shortly after his release from prison.
Oh, okay.
They had what she calls a fairy tale courtship.
Oh my God. Jesus. Ooh. What are you? Did he ride up on a fucking white horse? Fairy tale courtship to Jim Baker.
They got five more. He's got five more kids with her. Damn.
I didn't know he had that many. Well, you know, don't people like Jim believe they have to propagate the earth with shit tons of offspring because they might have to tend the crops and have a bunch of farm hands at the ready or something?
I mean, I guess he's got to hand the reins of the snake oil business right to the down to the next generation.
Well, G-Pat, you know what, he should have five more fucking kids because his girlfriend or wife had five abortions.
Yes.
Oh my God, there should have been five Lori's running around. What a tragedy. Man, that's so sad. If you think about the kids she killed before they had the ability to be on the planet. Gee, maybe God, maybe we lost the cure to cancer or AIDS or something.
Turning pro-life.
Oh yes. Oh, yes. Yes. I want a big vat of dehydrated fucking cream of potato soup.
You know how these assholes have been going into the Targets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Target stores.
It's unnecessary.
Christian protesters who are literally thumping their Bibles. It's amazing. There was one guy who walked in, and to get everyone's attention, I mean, he literally thumped his Bible.
Oh, my God.
You know, they're yelling things about you're all abominations, Target.
Blah, blah, blah.
Target lets men in to
Jesus.
Suckle your little girl's hoo-has.
Ooh, I'm gonna watch you go to the bathroom.
Now here's another one, but this time you can hear I wonder if you can hear it, but there's a transgender Target shopper who fights back.
Awesome.
Against one of these assholes. And I'm not sure if you'll be able to hear it, but this is from a Target store.
Yes.
In, I don't even know where the fuck it'd be.
Right.
It doesn't say.
Somewhere in America, Pat.
Somewhere here in America. It was just on, it's just a Target store on YouTube is all it says.
Okay.
Do not come to Target. They let transgender people in the bathroom.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a transgender person right here. So
well, that's okay. That's okay with me. You're going to go to hell. That's what you're going to do.
You're
going to go to hell. I'm not. There's already been
kids. You're going to be an asshole the rest of your life.
Oh, she said asshole?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I believe she did.
That person is brilliant. Oh, God.
Oops. Do not come to Target.
Oh, that's the beginning again.
They let transgender people in the bathroom.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a transgender person right here. So
well, that's okay. That's okay with me. You're going to go to hell. That's what you're going to do. You're going to go to hell. I'm.
Why is that Bam. Transgender person going to hell?
Yeah.
Last I checked, that wasn't a sin.
Oh, no, wait. Now, what were you reading from? Harry Potter or Lord of the fucking Rings?
No, but the gay thing is a sin.
Yes.
But nowhere, I mean, they think it's weird.
Right.
But I don't see anywhere in Bullshitticus 69, thou shalt not tuck thy tallywhacker and wear boobs.
Don't fondle my lightsaber.
I don't see that anywhere. So by him saying you're going to hell, I don't see where that's accurate, even by the Christian standards. Like,
yeah.
If you're transgender, why do they think you're going to hell?
I don't know. That does, again, well, it doesn't make any sense, just like all the other shit they say. So
hell, yeah. That's what you're going to do. You're going to go to hell. I'm not. There's already been cases of pedophilia, people taking pictures of children in that bathroom. They're taking advantage of the rule. Kids are getting their pictures taken inside of this Target. Shame on you, Target. You know that you shouldn't let a grown man in the little kid's bathroom.
Women aren't men, asshole. They're women.
No, they're not women. God made you a man or a woman.
What God?
God.
Show me God.
God.
Show me God.
God made you a woman.
Show me God.
Are you a woman or a man?
That's none of your fucking business, is it?
You're right. Are you a woman or a man? That's none of your fucking business,
yeah.
Is it?
Show me God.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't even know. You're confused. Go to Jesus Christ. Jesus, you can't touch me or I'll sue you. You can't touch me or I'll sue you.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
I don't know if that's all that accurate. Can they, if they're having someone removed, are they allowed to touch them? What if somebody is stealing something? Are they allowed to grab them? Of course they're allowed to touch them. I think security, right?
They shot him with some of those Nerf rockets they got at the toy aisle.
1 million people have already banned Target. 1 million people. They've lost.
Did you hear the guy, the other guy tell her to watch her voice?
Oh, I thought that guy was talking to Dickhead.
Oh, I don't think so. I think she screamed the F word.
Lost $1 million in money because of this rule. Turn to Jesus Christ of the Bible. Don't be fooled by Target. Target does not care about your children. Your children can go in that bathroom and a pedophile could dress up as a woman and take pictures of that kid. It's already happened. It's already happened in different cities of the USA. Wake up, people. Homosexuality is not okay with God.
What does homosexuality have to do with Target allowing a transgender person into a different bathroom? Shows how stupid he fucking is. It's
this
separate
guy,
deals.
This dude, that's mental illness. I don't know what is. He is out of his fucking mind. Somebody should check. Does he have a gun?
And I really,
I'm serious.
Yeah, that would be the one where if violence is abhorrent, of course. But if somebody started pummeling the fuck out of this guy, I would forget the third number for 911 for a couple of minutes.
But that's... But that violence isn't going to happen. The violence that will happen is on that guy's side. Do you hear that language? You're going to burn in hell.
It's an abomination unto a holy God.
We need to leave out of the store. Turn around, walk out that way. That way.
I can walk this way.
No, you cannot.
No, I don't need to walk that way. No, I don't. Homosexuals are only 2% of the world's population.
So, again...
Jesus.
The magic question, what percentage of the population qualifies you for equal human civil rights, you fuck?
You're a human being, dickhead. That's like the deal.
Right.
But they take up 90% of the HIV. Some safe lifestyle that is, right?
Okay. Hold on a second.
But they take up, and I don't necessarily know that that's accurate, because in places... Where the Pope won't let people put rubbers on their cocks.
Yeah.
It's more prevalent in heterosexual communities.
Popity dopity. Yeah. Oh, by the way, LGBT community, quit hogging the HIV. You're taking 90% of it.
This goes on for another 2 minutes.
This
they try to get this guy.
Ever.
I'm going to skip a minute.
taking pictures of children.
Pictures.
And you're going to give your money to this sick place. Wake up, people. Ban Target. Ban Target.
What?
This is an abomination to God. Repent of your sins. Repent. Don't put your hands on me. You can't do that. That's against the law. I could sue all three of you. I could.
Yeah, see, the security guard's like, that's not against the law.
Sue all three of you. Yeah. What about the pedophiles, huh? How come little kids have had their pictures taken in that bathroom? How come there's court cases of that?
I used to before really get pissed off about the thought of anybody interrupting their ridiculous religious ceremonies. But now I'm starting to rethink, why don't we start jumping up? Let's start going to their Jesus things and start protesting. Let's see how they handle it.
Let's see if they say,
you can't touch me. Let's see the good Christians. Let's see the wonderful, loving Christians. If you stood up in the middle of this Bible-waving fucks, snake oil performance, I'll bet nobody would touch you because they're all loving Christians, right?
But that's more reasonable than what this guy's doing, I think. Like, that would be, you'd be going and protesting somewhere that is preaching some fucking backwards bullshit, that's propagating this shit. This guy's yelling at Target. People are getting cargo shorts. Fucking cargo shorts!
Right. I'm trying to buy diapers and tampons. Yeah.
It's fucking Target. This guy is a maniac, and I don't know. How much do you think they pay those security guards? For today? Not enough.
Yeah, not enough.
Fuck that.
Put up with these assholes.
God damn it. That guy is, he's just a shithead, too.
Don't touch me!
And that's kind of the way it's been happening. They all have their cell phones going that they can go on their YouTube and on their Facebook and say, look how I'm fighting for the Lord. Send me tithes, everybody. Help me with my bandwidth so I can periscope my screaming through the spandex aisles at
spandex.
Spanx aisles.
Do they have an all aisle for spandex for real? I didn't know that. Shit.
I wanted to say Spanx. Isn't that the underwear? Underwear or something.
Sensual.
So there you go.
Stupid.
Christo fools are still flinging themselves at Target.
No, you know what, dude? I didn't know that the homosexuals are taking pictures of your daughter's hoo-ha. They put them on Instagram?
Who knows? There's probably one instance of somebody sneaking in or something, and they're going to seize upon it.
Nobody's
just like they did
that.
Illegal immigrant. They were just poised, waiting for an illegal immigrant to kill somebody so that they could jump on that and say, look, Obama's letting killers in.
Yeah. I mean, let's just think about what the GOP has been doing for their constituents over the past few years. Fighting this... LGBT laws, fucking marriage equality, fighting that, repealing Obamacare. What are they doing for you? They ain't doing dick.
They ain't doing dick, yo. I've got a story here about, we were talking about the Donald a little bit earlier.
Oh, yes.
And I'm also having a nose event.
Oh, my God. We've got a nose event on aisle 69. Oh, shit, man. By the way, let's see here. My mom texted in, happy birthday from Lydia, Jason, Zoe, and Sonny.
Oh, thank
Pensacola.
You. All above. Thanks, all above, Zoe.
Friends, family, and furry friends.
There was a report on Bloomberg.
Bloom.
That Trump has been still trying to somehow pretend that he's way into the whole Bible thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
He's still trying to keep that evangelical because he really can't afford to lose people at this point.
Right. Well, what about that approval rating of his? Isn't it?
It's not the approval rate. Oh, the approval rating is horrible. There was people are like losing 60. Their shit because a poll came out again that showed him now ahead of Hillary.
Yeah.
But at this point, McCain was surging and ahead of Barack Obama or something. I think at this point, plus, the Democrats are divided right now. And even though there might be some Bernie bros that are like, we're not going to vote for Hillary, there's still going to be a lot that will. And when Bernie's finally out, I'm not that scared of these polls that are showing him right now Trump ahead of Hillary
Clinton. I mean, wasn't there a poll that came out that said Trump was less popular than ass cancer? Wasn't it on Slate or something?
The what?
There's a weird poll that came out that said Trump was less popular than, like,
oh, that's
got to
be a PPP poll. Yeah, they always...
hilarious.
The PPP polls are the ones that put out funny things like that. Like,
I can't remember what it was. It was like a good one, though.
Do you think Congress is above hemorrhoids? Things like that.
Absolutely not.
So they said at one recent meeting with Trump, evangelical leaders noted how often he flashes his signature hand gesture,
okay,
with a thumb out and a finger pointing to the sky as he enters and exits rallies.
Is that to Jesus?
The according to Pastor Mark Burns.
Okay.
You see athletes do it all the time. It's their chance to point to the sky and thank God for success. Trump does it all the time, too. He's given reverence to the man upstairs. So Trump never told them this. This is now them saying,
yeah,
well, we know he's probably never read the Bible, and
right.
We know that you know, he likes 2 Corinthians going to a bar, and that he's really a dumb fuck. But now we think we know that he really loves Jesus because he points to the sky.
God, how stupid. Is it that easy? Hey, look, I love Jesus. Does Jesus notice? And, how do you know?
But He does the thumb up.
Right.
I've never seen him do the pointing thing.
What does that mean? Just the thumb, then?
I always see him giving thumbs up to everybody.
Yeah. Is that the thumbs up is to his homies that passed away.
Right.
The finger in the sky, that's Jesus, I guess.
So, I mean, this is how the evangelical ninnies
that's so stupid.
Are trying to convince themselves that he's one of them.
I mean, think about
They're so desperate.
If Trump is elected president, will never happen, blah, 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 blah. It'll be because he convinced evangelicals that when he walks into a room, he is pointing to Sky God. That's amazing.
Right. And that they had to go through this. Well, you know, these guys sit around, obviously, like Brian Fisher sits around and comes up with these theories, right?
Oh, yes.
Adam and Eve were on weed. Remember
that? Oh, yeah, I remember that. They were stoners. No, Noah was a stoner. Wait.
No, that was Gordon Klingy shit.
Yes.
I think that said Adam and Eve were on weed. Maybe, maybe Brian Fisher too. Regardless, they all sit around and come up with these harebrained schemes. Brian Fisher came up with something about the dinosaur bones.
Okay.
How it explained. Oh, no. Dinosaurs were just big lizards because lizards never stop growing. Right?
Oh, shit.
And that in those times, because there was more oxygen in the atmosphere, everybody lived longer. That's why Noah was like 700 years old and why Methuselah was as old as Methuselah.
I'm going to pretend to be the person he's talking to. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, I agree.
Yes.
Send me a big vat of dehydrated tomato soup.
Trump also has a new advisor on his team.
Yes.
Because he's still, you know, trying to polish his nipples for the evangelicals. And this guy's name is now on the Trump train as an advisor. His name is Frank Amedia. He runs a church called Touch Heaven Ministries.
Pervy.
Reach into my pants and touch heaven's touch. And he's now got the title of Liaison for Christian Policy.
Okay. Liaison.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah.
And the fact that anything to do with our government is referred to as Christian policy.
That's crazy.
Gives me the shivers.
Yeah, that's a little Taliban-y, right?
Right. So this guy has in the past said that in 2011, his daughter was staying on the Hawaiian Islands when the earthquake off the coast of Japan caused that massive tsunami.
Right.
Leading to the Fukushima disaster. He thought his life was in danger, so he jumped to action. Quote, I stood at the edge of my bed and I said, in the name of Jesus, I declare that tsunami to stop now.
Oh, my God. They're nuts.
You know, Apostle, I think the most amazing encounter I had recently was on March 11, 2011. Many will recall that was the day there was the terrible tsunami in Japan. Thousands of people killed instantly. It came suddenly. Nobody could prepare for it. I was being very holy. I was sleeping. It was 6:55 a.m. in the morning.
Wait, what? Is that, how's that holy?
My wife stormed into the room and she said, Frank,
am I a sinner if I'm not? Wait, what am I doing?
God, I'm holy as fuck. Oh, man. Yes. If sleeping is holy.
All right.
I like sleeping.
Yeah, who doesn't? Holy.
I was being very holy.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
You're actually being the very, at that moment in time when you were asleep, you were being the very least of a human that you're allowed to be because you're fucking sleeping and you're not doing anything.
Yeah, and remember, the point of this isn't Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Go to crabdiving.com, listen to the Faithless Friday shows.
But, yay.
This is Trump's advisor now. This is Trump's, quote, Christian policy advisor who is about to tell us he stopped the fucking tsunami all by himself, jumping up on his bed.
Fuck you.
Snoring. My wife stormed into the room and she said, Frank, our daughter is on an island in Kauai, Hawaii, and the tsunami is going to crash into where she is in 5 minutes. Apostle, I had no time to prepare. I had no time to put on worship music. Yeah. I had no time. Wait, to
oh, my God.
I stood at the edge of my bed.
I had no time to stick a finger or two in. I had no time to lube up. We just had to plunge right in.
Deploy the worship music.
I had no time for worship music.
That is batshit crazy.
This is who Donald Trump lets run, everybody.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is the liaison for Christian policy for Donald J. Trump.
He said, wait, I'm sorry. The Christian policy liaison, that's going to be a position in our government?
It's the team. It's Donald's campaign team has a Christian policy liaison. But how scary that they want those words, Christian policy.
Fucking stupid.
That Christians should be not influencing fucking policy
because
of the Christianity.
Right. He's meeting with all those fucking evangelicals for a little sucky session soon. He's going to see, you know, what is he doing? Is he going to go to them and say, hey, listen, don't fuck with me. How Jesus-y do I have to be for you to support me? Just tell me.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
And he really can't lose any more people. I mean, I saw there was one of his people, one of his toadies was on one of the shows and said, you know, well, of course he's even Muslims are coming around too. And I was like, what?
Even Muslims?
What? Show me the numbers. And I love the way they say that, you know, we're well with Hispanics. He's doing this well.
What?
They poll we've talked about this. They poll Hispanic Republicans. There's seven of them.
You know,
maybe eight. And when they poll them, six of them, four of them.
Yeah.
Say we like Trump.
You know, I put, I do this show every Saturday night at the Lotus Lounge in Los Angeles.
Rated R comedy on the Twitter.
Yes, it's a comedy show.
Yes.
I can't stop doing Lori's voice. It's a comedy show, and it's mainly, the bar is mainly Hispanic. It's some Thai people, it's mainly Hispanic. And I put some on the, they have a video screen or whatever, and I put some of our crab diving anti-Trump memes up there.
Uh-oh.
They love those.
Oh, they
memes.
Hate Trump.
They
yeah.
fucking hate him. Listen, if you do a comedy set there, you mention Trump, people will get up out of their seat, put their fists in the air, and yell, "Fuck Trump! Fuck Trump!"
I've seen many articles about how the Hispanic community has been mobilized, and people are registering like crazy.
Yeah, dude,
to vote against this guy.
Fuck this!
And here in the hood. We had fuck Trump graffiti.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah,
when did we see that shit?
I put that up on the screen there at the Lotus.
Oh,
by
did
the
you?
Way. They love it.
Yeah,
like,
somebody,
fuck Trump.
A sidewalk, like three or four squares of the sidewalk at one point. Somebody just wrote, fuck Trump.
What business do we have is this fucking progressive country electing that bigoted xenophobic racist? Why is he even in the fucking conversation? We're fucked up.
Have you been to Alabama?
Yeah. Recently.
Yeah.
We're going there soon.
Back to the Blind Mule probably, right?
Oh, yeah. I got a show there the 11th of June.
There you go. If you're in the Alabama area, 11th of June.
Yeah, boy.
And I said, in the name of Jesus, I declare that tsunami to stop now. And I specifically said, I declare those waters to recede. And I said, Father, that is my child. I am your child. I'm coming to you now and asking you to preserve her. Apostle, it was seen by 400 people.
Why does he keep saying that? What does that mean?
He's talking, apparently he's talking to an apostle.
Apostle?
Who the fuck is he talking to?
You know
to?
Who I wish would have said that line in their show a shit ton? Apostle? What was that show? Jack Benny. I wish he would have said that over and over again.
Who
it would have been hilarious. Can you picture him going, Apostle?
Jack Benny reference. Yeah, yeah. That's old even for us.
You know, Rochester.
Well, yeah, but that was...
People know who the fuck that is.
Do a Jack Benny joke.
Okay.
At your next...
No. Those people are fucking assholes. Our listeners... Our listeners know shit.
Well, that's true.
On a cliff. It was on YouTube. It was actually on the news that tsunami stopped 200 feet off of shore. Even after having sucked the waters in,
sucked.
It churned and it went on and did devastation in the next island. I saw it in the spirit of God while it was happening. My daughter called me on the phone. I was describing to her what I was seeing, and she said, Daddy, I'm watching that right now. I had an encounter with the living God that was able to salvage my daughter and to stop something that was natural.
What about that other fucking island? All those people that died.
Well, I was going to say, what about the people? Why couldn't you have said, and why don't you spare Fukushima also, Lord?
Just stop.
Why don't you not create one of the biggest nuclear disasters in all of history,
nuclear.
Dear God?
Well, maybe.
No, he's like, save my white daughter.
Okay, listen. All right. Yeah.
Save my lily fucking, white daughter.
Goddamn. It's so narcissistic. Right? It's so fucking racist. You know, there's so much lunacy in what that fucking asshole just said. It's crazy.
Because I was walking in the glory, not just waiting for a manifestation of the glory. And this is a fresh encounter with God. And it was revelation then in my life that became active.
Check him
and
into, you know, a program.
Apostle, I think that's really the key today for people. Most people...
God, these people are so heinous. I mean, it's just so vile to hear him spin
vile
this
experience.
Shit. He's spinning this shit and people are believing it. There are people who are sitting there going, oh,
he's crazy.
Oh, this Pastor Media, stop. Did you hear he saved all those people from that tsunami?
Why didn't he just make it fucking stop?
That those fucking Japs caused.
Yeah. Right. By the way, was it the Jap sinners that caused the fucking tsunami? Is that right?
It was probably a couple of gay Japanese guys fucking each other in the butt.
I knew it. God, listen, okay, there's one all-knowing God, and you were able to get him on the phone at the precise fucking time. Somehow, how do you know where the fucking tsunami was exactly? How did you tell God where the fuck it was?
React to what comes in life or what the devil throws at them, but we have the authority and the ability to dominate and to act and to change circumstances rather than to react to circumstances.
God, it's just such drivel and such crap.
Where is this dickhead from, by the way?
So he believes he's from he's Trump's advisor for Christian policy.
Good Christ.
And he is...
No fucking pun intended.
The head of the Touch Heaven Ministries.
Creepy. Again, hey, GOP conservatives, when you name institutions and foundations, leave out the word touch.
Ohio.
Because your side ain't doing too good with that.
The Touch Heaven Ministries.
Yeah,
no,
it's creepy.
More to the left.
Yeah. Jesus.
Touch Heaven.
Your Speaker of the House was fucking raping children when he was a fucking wrestling coach in high school. Suck our dicks about family values.
Yeah.
What about that?
There you go. That's what's going on with the, I'm trying to scroll through all the stories here.
Scrolling. Do we need to hire somebody in charge of scrolling?
We could do our Amazon promo.
Oh, yes.
Buy our shit.
Please. Buy our shit from Amazon, everybody. Crab diving / Amazon. Go there. Buy everything you need. if you're a fucking redneck lunatic and you want to buy, can you buy ammunition on Amazon? Can you?
I don't think so.
Thank God.
I think they frown upon that now.
Yeah.
I think they may have curtailed that a wee bit.
Right.
We played this fuck before, this asshole. Really, one of the more loathsome creatures on Fox.
Oh, my God. More and specific.
And that's saying a lot.
Yeah, really.
I was going to say two, but maybe I'm going to add Eric Bolling. There's three just massive poster children for the white privileged twunt of a male in the United States of America,
yes.
The hyper masculine who is really a bully coward.
It's not Eric Bolling. It's not going to be the worst.
He's in the top three.
Okay. Cause
I don't even count, you know, O'Reilly, cause right. O'Reilly now is a cartoon.
Right. I don't throw this word around. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Eric Bolling's a cunt. I don't know what else to say. He is. He's a fucking cunt.
Fuck yeah. Him. Keith Abloh.
Oh God. That guy also a cunt.
Right. Everything basically out of these guys' mouths is just, I'm a white man. You got to listen to me.
Oh, yes.
I'm right. I've got the penis in the room.
Who gets to see my dick next?
And then the one that thinks he's funny, fucking Jesse Waters.
Oh my God. He's the worst though. We're wrong. That guy is a fucking asshole.
I think I just named the bottom three of the,
so you're saying
the
he's
pond
the worst.
Dwellers.
Jesse Waters is the worst.
I think he's kind of maybe the worst because he thinks he's funny.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Like Keith Blowhard.
Blow me.
Doesn't think he's, right, well, he probably right. thinks he's the funniest person.
Oh,
in the
yes.
room.
He cracks.
When he deigns to have a joke.
Oh, yes. A lot of friends tell me I should have went into stand-up comedy.
But here is a little bit of, I apologize, it's outnumbered, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my
Cram
God.
The tampons in your ears. They're going to be bleeding.
Kate, attack me!
From listening to the moronic show on Fox. Because, get it? It's one person with a penis.
Oh, yes.
And four vaginas.
Listen up, everybody.
The poor beleaguered man is outnumbered. Get it?
Yes, the cock's talking.
Wait.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, one city school district is closing the book on any materials in the classroom that question or deny climate change. The board in Portland, Oregon, unanimously approving a resolution that calls for removing books and course material.
What? How is this news?
It's
a school in Portland is going to follow science and facts, Ryan.
This is insane.
Updates at 11.
There's a school in Portland teaching people that the fucking planet is at 6,000 fucking years old.
We can be a little hyperbolic here.
Yeah.
How is this not a crime against humanity, what Fox does?
Yeah, I know we yell a lot on this fucking show, but Jesus
but
Christ.
But honestly,
this
I mean, our planet's fucked. And we need to do something like now. And even if it's too late to fucking do anything to stop the damage done. We need to prepare for the shit that's coming from what we did.
Okay.
And maybe try to alleviate the more damage. But these guys,
what are you
just
saying?
Because their necks are being squeezed by the sphincters of the oil industry, because their heads are so far up the ass trying to lick their prostates.
Oh my God. My head's going to be decapitated by a very sensitive sphincter.
Yeah, they're just lying on Fox
awesome.
News. They're just lying.
They're assholes. I mean, really.
And it all comes from the fossil fuel industry. Every, quote, scientist, unquote, that has questions about the climate change,
yes.
the veracity of climate change, and anthropomorphic climate change.
Oh, yes.
Is
my favorite.
Follow the money. It's the Petroleum Institute.
Yeah.
I'm unbiased. Just like my grandfather used to work for the Tobacco Institute.
Yes.
He was unbiased also.
Yeah.
He was one of the doctors that recommended Pall Mall.
Oh my God.
Or wait, is that a cigarette?
It was. Yeah. 9 out of 10 doctors.
Right.
With Camels
doctors who recommended certain brands of cigarettes.
Everybody smoked on television, right?
Oh yeah.
Back in the day, like, that's crazy.
It's weird to even watch like news shows. Like Edward R. Murrow used to sit there and he'd be given the news. It'd be like his cloud of smoke wafted by his wafted by his face.
People look cooler back then, honestly.
All right, so these fuckers on Fox already, just the fact that this is a headline. There's a school in Portland that's banning doubt on climate change.
Oh, shit. That's good.
Materials that suggest climate change doesn't exist or that people are not at fault for it. Here's a teacher who helped come up with the policy.
Okay, so, you know, they show an educated teacher who wants to, I don't know, teach kids the actual facts and science and
shit.
Can
I ask you something? And I don't mean to sound, cynical. Are they interviewing that teacher to say, look, this is the person that's banning God? Are they saying this is the person that's updating the textbooks or whatever?
Here's your tree-hugging, mincing liberal
who is
killing the First Amendment and putting the tyranny of the Obama administration on any dissent about climate change.
Jesus, what's your fucking problem?
These are the same people that think evolution, you should teach the controversy. There's no controversy. Unless you're a Bible banging buggerer,
yes,
then there's no controversy
among the mentally sound. There is no controversy about evolution.
Backlash that will come.
Okay, so that was the end of the thing. Now here's Jesse Waters, the funny guy on Fox, picking up the story.
Parents are reportedly against the plan. The district says the next step will be implementing the plan and coming up with a curriculum that addresses climate change and climate justice.
Like buying his new...
Oh, he did air quotes.
God.
Climate justice. Listen to these mincing fairies. God. Climate justice.
Was that
fucking Jesse Waters.
You know, it's like, okay, let's not talk about how fucking stupid they are, what they're saying. Because yeah, they're fucking idiots. But like, he's supposed to be the funny guy at Fox. Is that who he's supposed to be? Is he the right wing John?
He does Waters Stewart? World. He does Waters World on Bill O'Reilly, where he runs up to people and asks them gotcha questions, Ryan.
That is the right's answer to John Stewart. Are you fucking kidding me? It's an insult.
They do have a comedy show.
That's an insult to John Stewart.
On late at night. But it's nobody watches it.
He sucks. You know, I mean, why is he doing air quotes? Why is he? I you know what? I could hear that he was doing air quotes in his fucking voice.
All right, yeah.
Way to make the point.
He oozed it out the way he speaks.
God, you dickhead.
His hatred for people who think there should be climate justice.
Yeah. You know, Jesse, you are doing comedy fucking wrong.
Buck, by the way.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
Right?
Do you know what climate justice is, first off?
Yeah, no.
Does anybody know what climate justice is? Am I going to get locked up or something like that?
All you do is slap the...
We're about to get a joke from an 80s VJ.
Oh, okay. I can see the joke coming down the street on a fucking bus.
Kennedy is about to...
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Is lifting...
Oh, it's Kennedy.
Is lifting her cudgel of humor.
Is Max Headroom on the program as well?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Am I going to get locked up or something like that?
All you do is slap the word justice onto any politicized term.
And it's
a dog whistle for the left. I mean, economic justice. And now we've got...
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense.
What's wrong with the word justice being a dog whistle? Yes.
Oh.
We want justice. I'm okay with that being a dog whistle.
Okay. Did she say dog whistle?
Yeah. That's a dog whistle for the left.
I apologize. I thought she said fog whistle. And I was like, that metaphor is fucked up.
No, dog whistle.
She said dog whistle. And yeah, that fits her stupid fucking reasoning, right?
Right.
Is that a good example?
Right, right, right.
Okay.
But again... Well, I'm okay with any kind of justice. If she's like, you tack the word justice on and it's a dog whistle. Racial justice. Yeah, you know what?
We
want
it.
That. Sexual justice. Yeah, we want that. Economic justice. Hello. So you moron.
Yeah.
You song introducing hack. What's wrong with that being
yeah.
a a word that we're...
Why is that a pejorative?
Right.
And it's so anti-scientific. Are you really teaching kids about science and the scientific method? Are there skeptics?
Yeah, I mean, aren't students...
God, fuck everyone.
And you're the ones who don't want to teach the science. The science says...
Yes.
The earth is getting fucking hotter, right, and the sea levels are rising, and it's probably due...
Yes.
...or exacerbated, at the very least, by all the shit that we pump into the air.
Fuck you, Jesus.
And these idiots are like, no, it's not.
Right.
Because the oil companies tell us that it's not.
Sky God.
And Rupert Murdoch.
Right, right. Abortion.
Method. Are there skeptics?
Yeah, I mean, aren't students supposed to learn how to ask questions? And now you can't read a book that asks questions.
Your pre-TSA status.
Yes.
To get past the line and fly to...
You can't...
Oh, my God.
This is Fox... we've talked about it a million times. This is the Fox News MO of saying... Our tiny fringe bullshit lie opposite theory demands equal time to your science and truth.
No.
How dare they take away a book from the kids that teaches a lie, Ryan? How dare they teach?
Hey,
well, I want to teach the kids that the world's flat.
Well, hey, if you're going to teach Jesus bullshit, then I want everybody every afternoon to be able to watch Star Wars because it's an equal fucking myth.
Right. And that's the thing. He said it right here. They're taking away a book that teaches the opposite side. No, the opposite side. It ain't the opposite side.
Right.
It's not an equal opposite side.
It's not a side.
Less than 3% of climate scientists out there. And again, check the bank accounts of the 3%.
Oh, yeah. Whores.
And find where the money comes from.
Oh, yeah.
Because I guarantee fucking cutting to you.
They're working the corner.
It's going to come from, it's going to have oily hands on it.
Oregon. Do I still have TSA pre-check?
I think you do.
Okay, do not revoke that.
You got to go and do one of your campusy things.
I think I'm ready to go. I think I'd make a fool out of that teacher right there.
Yeah. But can I go back to this point? I mean, how?
Oh, he's. I'm going to go. I'm going to go to that campus, and all I got to do is talk to him and whip out my wit, I'm going to make a fucking fool out of that guy, that mincing liberal who thinks that the Earth is getting hotter.
God, what a dick!
Yuck! 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 Yuck!
Fuck him.
As a parent, how would I not be that he's not pushing his own agenda to profit off of this? He's published a textbook called The People's Curriculum for the Earth. And
he's got a science book.
Okay. Who's he?
This teacher who has been pushing for the curriculum teaching the science. He's written a science book.
Oh, yeah. Is now, this a commie pinko liberal?
This idiot is saying...
Satan soldier?
She's saying, well, the only reason these liberals are doing it is because they want to make money off their science books.
Oh, my God.
Could definitely gain from this new policy. I would be very surprised.
That's actually a very good point. I think it's a complete and total conflict of interest for this teacher to have a monetized opportunity here.
Throw away all those textbooks. Buy mine.
But even if there was no book at play, I still have a problem with it, although I was taught around climate justice issues and things like that. And
this is Ebony Williams.
How are you taught around that? How do you taught around the fucking Earth is 6,000?
Any of these people... know what they're talking about?
They don't give a shit.
What is wrong with encouraging dialogue, questioning, intellect? People don't...
I'm surprised Jesse's let the women folk talk this long.
Oh, yeah. What's his problem?
We don't know how to disagree in this country anymore, and we're not teaching kids to know how to do that either.
Because those are the words that he had a problem with, Jesse. Words that were used in the books like might and may and could.
Really?
Those are his words.
Right! Because it does is the science, you idiot.
Yeah,
I don't want to say... well, kids, if you light a match and hold it to your hand,
right,
it might burn.
Yeah, we're in Scienceville, USA.
I want to teach the controversy. I believe that you might not, if you ram a spiked butt plug sideways in your tight Christian ass, idiot. I'm teaching the controversy. I don't think it's going to hurt.
Well, I want to teach the controversy that fucking Star Trek exists. How about that?
He or she anymore. Yeah. It's just that some random.
Well, I mean, he talks about climate change and climate science as though it's a universal, as though it's an objective fact. When there are still scientists, believe it or not, out there say, no, we still have to look at the data.
There aren't many scientists out there. And guess what?
Yes.
The 97 point something plus percent of scientists, what have they looked at, Kennedy?
Oh, my God.
Data. They've looked at data. They're not opening their window and going, I think it's a little hotter outside. I'm going to write a paper that says climate change is our fault. You fucking asshole. They talk about like 97%. These people think that 97% of the scientists in the world, not just our country, the whole cunting world, climate scientists, it's a vast conspiracy.
Right. They got everybody on board.
It's some kind of a conspiracy.
All these scientists, all of them have no integrity. They went to school. They're fucking... Right. It's a reputation.
Some dirty-haired professor, wild professor who dresses like shit, some nerd who's making nothing at some little college in the middle of Oregon.
A Christopher Lloyd type.
Right. You're kidding me. He's making tons of money. The guy makes $50,000-$60,000 a year.
Oh, please, Pat. You know how much money he's making off of fucking photosynthesis every year?
He's making money off of the industry.
This is batshit crazy.
It's infuriating.
And I forgot. You reminded me. I forgot for 2 fucking seconds that I was listening to VJ Kennedy.
And again,
fuck that.
Hyperbolic again, but a crime. This is a crime. These people are hurting future generations. Palpably, this channel is hurting future generations by forcing a significant portion of the country to believe the lie.
Oh, yes.
And the same with the GOP. The GOP do it just because they're directly paid.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely directly paid by the fossil fuel industry.
Little
but
bitches.
I mean, that's where any morality or fake or any... Anything
right.
they put forth about being the moral side, whatever, falls apart. They don't care 10 years about in the future as long as they make money now. They
oh, really you're
don't.
Saying you're saying we don't need to cite like the fucking Speaker of the House and Tom DeLay. He was in jail. All the other fucking crooked assholes on the right. We don't need to cite their morality. We can just.
Yeah, this is hurting humanity.
Right. This is insane.
This country could be making a difference. This country could be changing.
Right.
Helping change the world. How about leading the world on getting rid of fossil fuels and cleaning up the planet? But instead, we're a big fucking oily anchor.
Oh, yeah.
On progress because of capitalism and because of big fat cats want to make more money and don't give a shit about the future.
Damn it.
Make money now.
And it's impossible to predict how the climate is going to change over
Kennedy.
Hundreds or thousands of years. I mean, that's been one of the biggest issues.
So getting out of the ice age, how did the Earth warm up after the ice age? There were no humans there with cars and factories. I mean, how did things warm up?
My God, what a fucking idiot.
Hey, Pat.
How can he tie his shoes?
How did the fucking ice melt?
Right there.
What a yokel.
They should just go to color bars.
What do you want
to say? Please stand by because we've blown our circuits of stupidity. The massive tsunami of moronitude that this idiot just spewed forth. Who knows obviously nothing about science.
Yes. Listen, if the gay doesn't kill us or ISIS doesn't come over here and cut our heads off, like, how are we going to survive the climate change?
It's going to suck. It's going to be the weather is already getting fucked up. Look at all these storms we're having, these extra storms in places, everything that's going on. It's already changing a lot of places. The Mideast has some record temperatures, like 160 degrees or something like that.
How the fuck can you walk outside?
You don't.
At 160.
You just don't.
That's crazy. Air conditioning.
So, yeah, Rupert Murdoch, I really think is just going to go down in history as one of the more evil people ever.
Yeah.
With just the evil propaganda, the power that he has with this channel and networks and his newspapers.
He's grotesque.
Wall fucking Street Journal. And, I mean, he's the news in Australia, the news
yes.
in London, all the cancer that he spreads of misinformation about this.
He looks like a fucking turkey.
And presents it as the equal opposite. Fair and balanced. We're giving the other side. Find us a grand vizier of the KKK to
oh
present the other side, right? That's the kind of shit we're talking about.
Right, right.
If you want to talk about race relations in the country, you don't bring a black guy and the KKK grand vizier in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the KKK grand vizier is not the equal opposite side. Worthy of
that's
equal.
That's the lunatic side.
Right. Either worthy of equal hearing.
Yeah.
But on Fox it is. The most right wing. If it's anti-Obama, let's go for it.
I mean, they have people on from the American Family Institute, right? On Fox.
A hate group.
How can they do that?
A designated hate. Because Jesus.
It's nuts. Jesus.
A designated hate group. So there you go. If you're stuck watching Fox, ladies and gentlemen, I really seriously
change your fucking channel.
So
or
sorry for you.
Put a bag over your head.
We got a SCOTUS decision today.
SCOTUS.
An actual decision.
Okay.
Despite the fact that the really heinous slug taints.
Wait a second.
I don't know if slugs have taint. Leave me alone.
Wait, now let's think about it for a second. A slug is just like a tube.
Leave me alone.
He doesn't have any appendages, so that is accurate.
I think if a slug wants to identify as having a taint.
He's all taint.
He can have a taint.
No, I think, if you think about how the slug's body is.
All taint?
I think he's all taint.
Okay.
Right.
The Senate won't confirm the Merrick Garland, the president's choice for for the empty racist seat of
why aren't they doing it,
Antonin
though?
Scalia? What?
Why aren't they confirming him? Or what's
because
going on with that?
The president is still black.
Oh shit, Pat.
today there was an actual decision.
Yes,
on this is a story of a man who was convicted of murdering an elderly white woman.
Okay.
And the reason it made it all the way to the Supreme Court is because what had happened.
Right.
Horrible what the man did. I think there's no doubt about it. He's probably guilty and stuff, but the way this happened is not good.
Right.
Back then, apparently what they had found was the prosecutors they found a list of potential jurors, and next to several of them
yes.
was the letter B, as in boy, or more accurately, as in black.
Shut the fuck up. come on.
They made
come on.
They made a list of definite no's for the majority potential African American jurors.
that is fucked up.
And then they had another list that said, if we're stuck picking a black one,
right,
here's the one or two we'll accept.
What's the big deal? They just mark,
well, you're not
they mark their favorite blacks.
To do that. Right.
This is insane.
So through the years, it's taken a long time. Sometimes this alleged justice in this country takes so fucking long. But 30 years ago, he confessed, actually, I believe.
Okay.
So it came to the Supreme Court, and the Georgia Georgia still wants to kill the guy.
Oh, great.
Timothy Foster, despite this.
Okay. Despite
the fact that they've discovered that the prosecutors blatantly dismissed black jurors so they wouldn't have a black juror. Mr. Foster is a black man.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, they don't, you know, they think there's going to be racial bias.
Jesus Christ. That's crazy.
And guess what? An all-white jury was picked.
Oh, perfect.
It's a jury of his peers.
It's my favorite kind. All fucking white. How does that even happen? How do you get an all-white jury anyway?
So the court decided for the right today.
Yes.
And said, no, we need to overturn this death penalty. He's going to have to be tried again.
Right.
Probably come up with the same thing,
yes,
but there won't be the shenanigans that happened before.
Right. That's ridiculous.
But nonetheless, how, I mean, this
does
is
that, does that go on all the fucking time?
Fucking course. Yeah, yeah. And it's really vague too, that some of the law dudes that I heard talking about it on the telly this morning.
Hello.
Were saying that there's really no, there, a lot of times they don't have to give a reason for dismissing a juror.
Okay.
A potential juror. They can just look at a person and say, talk to them for a second and be like, eh, I don't know. I get a vibe that they're not going to be fair and impartial, and they
right.
get rid of them.
Okay.
You only have a certain amount you can get rid of. You know, you have, like you're given
yeah.
a certain amount of potential
like there's only
axes or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. And he, so it was 7-1. One of the justices on the Supreme Court of the United States thought, who cares if this
me?
Black man received an all-white jury simply because he was black?
God damn it. That's amazing.
And that justice is Clarence Thomas.
Who is?
Black.
Holy fucking shit.
It just goes to show you it doesn't matter. You could be a spectacular ass rag.
How? Listen, he's going to be remembered in history as a fucking shithead.
He's a piece of shit. He really is.
And he doesn't care? Doesn't care?
He started out, this is the typical right-wing nut job. He focuses on the heinousness of the crime. Like, he's like, look, the guy did it. We shouldn't care. So who cares about justice? Who cares
right,
about...
Fuck it.
There's that trigger word, Ryan. Justice.
Ooh.
Dog whistle, like Kennedy said, because... I always want to know what's on after the Kaja Gugu. Yeah.
My angel is a centerfold. she's a VJ!
He said, 30 years ago, Timothy Foster confessed to murdering this woman after sexually assaulting her with a bottle of salad dressing, he began in his dissent.
What?
In the decades since, he's sought to vacate the conviction and death sentence. He noted that several other courts, including the Supreme Court of Georgia, had repeatedly rejected those attempts. Well, gee.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
okay.
That's why it gets to you, is that people think maybe the lower courts got it wrong. Maybe the lower courts have a bunch of fucking racists on them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Am I insane? Did you say something about, what was the bottle of salad dressing? What the fuck is that?
Apparently that was involved in the murder.
What?
It was. I told you it was heinous.
Salad dressing, though, like, what did he do? Beat him with it?
It says, all I have is that Thomas wrote in his dissent that this guy murdered the woman after sexually assaulting her with a bottle of salad dressing.
What kind?
I don't have that.
Okay, sorry. it was ranch!
The...
God, that's crazy.
So the rest of the justices were like, you've got to be kind of kidding. You know, I mean, you've got to be kidding me.
Fucked up.
The Chief Justice Roberts wrote for the majority, the focus on race in the prosecution's file plainly demonstrates a concerted effort to keep black prospective jurors off the jury.
Fuck you.
Such evidence is compelling, but that is not all. There are also the shifting explanations, the misrepresentations of the record, and the persistent focus on race in the prosecution's file. So obviously... 30 years ago in Georgia, how shocked are we that there were some racist fucking prosecutors that may have then gone to a racist fucking judge, and when he appealed, it might have gone to a racist fucking appellate court judge.
Lucky boy. Freedom.
But this evidence means nothing to Clarence Thomas.
He didn't give a fuck.
Doesn't care. Justice. Punish, 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 right?
That's a one Ted guy.
Cruz. Remember that story about Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
That we found that when he was Solicitor General of Texas,
Solicitor,
that one of the battles he took to the Supreme Court was there was a guy who was given a mandatory minimum sentence of like 30 years.
Okay.
But then they found out they fucked up and charged him with the wrong crime or something. And Ted Cruz fought to the Supreme Court to say, oh, well, we don't care. We made a mistake. He's going to stay in for 30 years.
What the fuck?
Well, right. Try to justify that in any way.
God, he is reptilian. He's truly a snake.
And he justified it by, well, this is a bad guy.
He's disgusting.
He's done other things. It's that
what?
Punishment culture. We don't care about justice.
They're lawyers.
That Negro was running. He shouldn't have been running away. He shouldn't have disrespected the cop. He deserved to have his neck snapped.
The one person who should give a shit about justice is maybe a justice on the Supreme fucking court. Am
Let's
I crazy?
Not
Am
Louis
I nuts?
Louis Gohmert was a judge in Texas. Let's never
forget.
Oh, my
God.
That.
No, let's forget
let's
it.
Let's never forget Roy Moore is the chief or was the chief justice.
Sad.
Of the fucking Alabama Supreme Court.
What's he doing now? What's Roy Moore doing?
He's been suspended. He's probably valiantly fighting his battle. He's being represented by those same people that represented Kim Davis.
Oh, okay. Assholes.
The lawyers for the Lord.
God's attorneys. How fancy. Jeez.
So, I mean, we've got Roberts and Alito. Justices Roberts and Alito, who probably haven't seen a black guy they don't want to jail.
Right.
And they even wrote, okay.
Oh, shit.
Justice Roberts wrote, okay, not only do we have the notes that say black.
Yeah.
We also have all the other notes that talk right. about race and black people. He's like, this is pretty obvious. It's 7-1. These other guys voted with the mincing libs.
Alito's like, we'd love to ignore it.
And Clarence Thomas is like, I don't care. He should be in jail.
Is he justice. I'm not trying to be funny. Is he learning disabled?
Well, I mean,
senility or something? What the fuck?
There you go. I don't get it. I don't understand how one could think justice is being served or how right. he could in any way think that it shouldn't be the right shouldn't be done. Or
yeah.
By the way, the Ted Cruz lost his case. I think it was Justice Kennedy at one point said to Ted Cruz, does your state have a problem with admitting it did something wrong?
Yeah. God.
What is wrong with this? You made a mistake.
You fucked
you
up.
You say, oh, well, you only get 8 years. You've served six. You got
this
two more
insane.
Congratulations. But no, Ted Cruz is like, no, yeah. We don't make mistakes. He goes in forever. We don't change it.
It's so fucking dumb.
It's odd. I mean, it's a real, when you think about it, it'd be a no brainer. They made a mistake. You fix
it, man.
But Ted Cruz decided to spend and the others decided to spend taxpayer money. I don't know for sure, but I wonder if the gentleman is of the darker persuasion.
Oh,
the person they wanted to put away for longer.
Oh, yeah.
Might not. I'm sure it has nothing to do with it.
Oh, yeah. Not at all. Dude, hey, shut up. The Republican said racism was ended, right? Then they tweet out.
Oh, I got. Yeah, they sent out a postcard.
Nobody sees color. Not even the Tea Party.
We're not. Congratulations. We're not.
No, fuck off. Go make a gay wedding cake or else.
Here's this is a fun one. This is a couple of weeks ago on Cinco de Mayo. Donald Trump tweeted or in social mediaed some sort. He put out a picture of himself engaged in a typical Mexican tradition of going to Trump Tower and getting a taco bowl.
Oh yeah, a taco bowl. That's douche chills. That was douche chills when I saw that, man. It's fucking horrible.
and then he said. Like Hispanic, or I love Hispanics! Exclamation point.
I agree. I love Hispanics too. Trump finally has something on his platform that
I
like.
His outreach. That's his outreach. No, not okay. Maybe I'm not going to send your grandma, your abuelita. I'm not going to launch her back across the border.
Yes.
Maybe I'm not going to separate families. Maybe we're going to find a path to citizenship. That would be outreach.
Yes, but fuck that.
Putting yourself enjoying Hawk, and it was a commercial. He's right. Like, nobody has better taco bowls than the Trump Tower restaurant. I love Hispanics.
God.
Here is the Donald.
Hispanics don't love you, dude.
This is right? This is on his plane. He's reading a statement.
God.
On his plane.
Shouldn't he be playing like Angry Birds or something?
Last week, a gentleman named Samuel Rodriguez.
Yes.
President of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference.
Ooh. Oh, I. Yes. So fire up Grindr.
Yeah, these are Hispanic conservatives. These are Bible banging Hispanics. Christian leadership. They probably, it's probably a few Catholics, but I would be willing to bet more. There's probably more evangelically types.
Oh yeah, totally.
He recorded a video, and, he was just about challenging Trump basically to redeem the narrative. He said, with Latino voters.
That's what they're calling it? Is that what he needs to do to redeem the narrative?
So at a conference, he played tapes that were delivered. One is a message from Hillary Clinton he played.
Redeeming the narrative.
Another is the taped message from Donald J.
Oh, God.
To Hispanic evangelical, and it's so warm, Ryan, and so inviting.
Yes.
It's the Donald sitting behind his ridiculous desk on his plane, and he's reading from an obvious, I mean, he's obviously reading from a piece of paper. Oh, man. Here's a little bit of what Trump considers outreach.
Oh, Jesus.
To redeem the narrative.
God, if anybody has ever flown commercial and you see, flown in a plane and you see this fucker laid out so comfortably in that plane, fuck him.
And this is, by the way, God. It was so important to him. They shot it, it looks like on Snapchat. It's a cell phone video.
Oh, God.
And it's vertical.
So gross. Well, no, turn it. Can't you turn it?
No, this is shot vertically. They shot it vertically.
Okay.
So if you turn it, Trump will be on his side.
But why didn't they turn the camera when they were shooting it?
I don't know.
Is it because?
One would think if you're going to have a.
Right.
If you know your tape is going to be played.
Yes.
For a conference.
Okay.
One would think one would landscape that motherfucker. Yes. And not portrait it.
Landscape that motherfucker.
But.
Can I throw out a theory?
Trump put so much into it.
Can I offer a theory why they did that? That why they didn't just turn the camera? You know why? Because they're fucking stupid.
They're stupid. Here's Trump on his.
It's so great to be with the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference. We're going to do a lot of things if I get elected president. We're going to bring back jobs and that you understand. The world is taking our jobs and we've got to stop it. We're going to take care of minority unemployment. It's a huge problem. It's really unfair to minorities. And we are going to solve that problem.
Again, the substance of Trump,
yeah,
is like the substance of a fart.
I can't even listen to him. Right? It's gassy.
There's nothing.
I can't.
There's nothing going on there. He's. We're gonna. Minority unemployment. We're gonna fix that.
Yeah.
How?
I can't.
I'm going to give tax breaks to my friends.
Oh, sure.
And they're going to build beautiful factories and stuff all the Mexicans into it to work.
Trickle down, stupid.
That's how it's going
to
work.
I'm sorry. I can't even listen to him. I'm distracted by his tiny little baby hand.
You're waving around.
Minorities, and we are going to solve that problem, and it's going to be solved once and for all. We're going to create good schools, and I mean, in some cases, hopefully, great schools. And really safe communities, because our communities in many cases are not safe, which is very, very unfair to Hispanics and frankly, everybody else.
He's saying nothing specific to the Hispanic community. He probably has a insert minority here.
Oh, yeah.
And hit print.
You're right.
Right. You could say blacks. You could say Asians.
Somehow
you could say gay people.
Did you? God, he's just. He's a fucking asshole.
So, it's so crap. And if you're a possibly slightly nose out of joint, rightfully so, Hispanic person because of, I don't know, maybe the shit he says and his policies and the way his Trumpalos act.
Fucking assholes.
Towards people of color.
They're ignorant.
Then has anything that he said so far made you even remotely?
Fuck no.
I mean, it ain't working, Don.
We're gonna
no funciona.
Right.
Do massive tax cuts, especially for the middle class, and people that are poor are going to pay nothing. They're struggling. It's tough. And under my plan, which is filed under DonaldJTrump.com, you're going to see it's nothing. Absolutely nothing. You're going to get it. You're going to go out. We're going to bring back jobs. You're going to start paying taxes after you're making a lot of money. And hopefully that's going to be soon.
So, wait a minute. I thought the Democrats are the ones who promised free shit.
Oh, yeah. What's up with you, you fucking hippie?
He was just like, you're going to pay nothing. You're not going to pay anything.
Who knew Donald Trump was such a fucking pussy?
And how insulting that he thinks every Hispanic he's talking to at the National Leadership Conference is poor.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My white privilege did not allow me to hear that.
Don't worry. Don't worry. We're going to give you free shit. And then when you make enough money, when you'll pay taxes.
You'll pay taxes as soon as you turn white.
Pat, pat, pat on the head, little Mexican-y person. Don't worry.
By the way, he said he's going to make the schools good and then some of them great.
For the great for the white.
Okay,
kids.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, good for the brown.
Sure.
After you're making a lot of money, and hopefully that's going to be soon. We're going to make great, great trade deals. So important. The world is laughing at us right now. We're losing our...
He's right there.
I'm laughing.
Why the world is laughing at us, though, might have to do with the orange guy with permanent duck face.
How do we take a guy on Snapchat in his fucking jet seriously? How do we take that seriously?
It really would not have taken much more to make this look and sound a little bit better.
You
can't tell me that anybody on that fucking plane doesn't have a lavalier.
I wouldn't give a
press
shit.
Everywhere. You can't tell me that they can't hook a microphone directly in that fucking iPhone, turn it sideways,
listen,
and at least make it look decent.
If you work for him, you get some video nerd, whatever. You say, listen, you need to film Trump. It better sound fucking good or else. That's how you fix that.
Yeah, this just doesn't look like... This really looks like, give me the standard minority speech, fill in Hispanic... And you film me.
He reaches out to them.
We're going
to
be fabulous
on fucking Snapchat. On fucking,
it's not Snapchat.
No, it wasn't Snapchat.
I was kidding.
Oh, you were joking. God.
Yeah, yeah. But it's nonetheless filmed.
It's still stupid
in vertical.
Jobs
in vertical.
We're losing so much. Whether it's China or whether it's Japan or whether it's so many other countries, our trade deals are horrendous, and that's where we're losing our jobs. That's going to end. We're going to stop drugs from pouring into our country. We're going to strengthen our borders. People are going to come into our country.
Don't take our drugs, dickhead.
And
fuck that.
I think whoever printed out the standard minority speech accidentally left in the not for Hispanic section.
Oh, okay.
Because why would you bring up we're going to strengthen the borders?
Oh, yeah. Wait a second. Hold on a second.
I'm going to throw half of you fuckers out, but don't worry. The borders are going to be strengthened.
I'm going to deport you, and then I'm going to build a 5 fucking story wall between you and our fucking white fucking country. Vote for me.
But they're going to come in through a process. They'll come in legally, but we're going to stop the drugs, and we are going to...
What?
He just tied immigration into drug dealing.
They're one and the same.
He's talking about we're going to stop the drugs coming over by putting up a wall, and then we're going to let people come in legally, which means obviously the only ones that are coming now have those calves the size of cantaloupes
right.
Because they're carrying 75 pound bales of marijuana.
Who said that? Steve King. God, he's a shithead.
Our debt is a disaster. We owe right now $19 trillion.
I just want to remind those listening, this is Donald Trump's outreach to Hispanic conservatives.
Why are you talking to me about the fucking debt? I don't give a fuck.
Stop. By the way, the $19 trillion is going up to $21 trillion very, very soon. So we have to curb our debt, and we will do that. I just want to thank everybody. We're going to be working very hard. It's not going to be easy, but I'm going to win. And we're going to take care of everybody. Our country is going to be unified for the first time in a long time.
Whether you fucking like it or not, we're going to all, I'm going to get uniforms for everybody. You're going to love it.
Please suck everyone's dick, asshole. Nobody likes you.
Who thinks Donald Trump is a unifier?
Fucking if I know. I mean, I don't know.
Even the Trumpalos have got to have. Maybe they're not.
But that's their whole thing. That's their whole thing. They're the ultimate contrarians. They don't give a fuck.
He's unifying the white nationalists right. with the KKK.
Oh, that's not creepy. And their arm, by the way,
and the anti-immigrant loonies. He's unifying all those guys. He's doing a great job there.
Jesus Christ.
David Duke loves him.
You think about all those fucking those guys, those racist assholes in the Klan. You know, they all have guns and shit. How creepy is that? How fucking creepy is that?
And again, I just want to thank the whole group and all of the committees that asked me to do this. National Hispanic Christian. Three great words.
What? National Hispanic Christian. Three great
those
words.
Those words are great. They're not good. They're fucking great.
National Hispanic Christian. Three great words.
What the fuck is his problem?
You beaners got. Oh, I mean, you guys.
Hey,
I love your words.
Yes.
And what's so great about national?
I don't fucking know. What?
Christian, three great words. We're gonna take care of you. We're gonna work with you. You're gonna be very happy. You're gonna like President Trump.
Yes, he's going to fuck you in the ass bigly.
Three. I'm kind of baffled by national. Hispanic Christians, three great words.
You know what? I think this speaks to how, like he's a corporate guy and he gives a lot of speeches to whatever, you know, to maybe to people, and nobody listens. He's just saying bullshit. It's like in the
efficiency, cadence. Planning, and budgeting, three great words.
Yeah, it fits in the cadence of what he's saying. I just think he turned his fucking orange brain off for a second, started thinking about titties.
Man, there's have I mentioned that there's a bunch of people in the United States that want him to be president?
They're mentally ill. They need help. They need Prozac.
That with y'all.
Those people need fucking lithium if you want to elect this lunatic.
Here's another clip. This is another person who I believe we only got about. This is perfect. We only got a couple minutes left on the show,
man. It's your birthday.
This
show.
Gentleman.
It's almost over.
Yeah, this gentleman. John Hagee of the Apocalypse is Coming because of the Blood Moon.
My favorite.
He's a Texas fraud pastor. I want to know why he's tax exempt.
Okay.
Martin Imola said to see evil and not call it evil is evil. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. God will not hold us harmless. I want you to understand that as an American citizen, you have a responsibility to go vote. I am going to vote for the candidate that's going to make the U.S. military great again, because the party in power has reduced us to a World War II level, where the Japanese attacked us for the very reason they felt we were too weak to defend ourselves.
Oh, God. Is that why they did it?
So wrong. Yeah.
Did he ask the Japanese if that's actually true?
Well, they thought we didn't have enough strength in that area, but...
Can't get the Japanese on the phone. I want confirmation.
I'm going to vote for the party that is going to solve the immigration problem, not the one that has created the immigration problem. I'm going to support the party that brings jobs back from China, not through international trade agreements, send millions of jobs to foreign countries because it's cheaper labor and putting millions of Americans out of work.
A Republican policy.
Okay.
Signed by, sadly, a Democrat.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
I'm not going to vote for the party that has betrayed Israel for the past 7 years. If you can read a newspaper, you know who I'm talking about. So I encourage every one of you.
So look at how this fraud,
I love it.
Bullshit slinger tap dances his fat, bloated white body around the not endorsing certain party, Ryan.
Ooh.
But I'm going to vote for the party that does this. You can look it up on the YouTube. Oh, look it up on the Google.
Is he batting his eyelashes the whole time?
Wink, wink.
Now, what a dick.
Go vote.
Go fuck yourself.
No candidate is perfect, but I want you to go vote.
This is him. This is him licking Trump's sack.
Go vote.
No candidate is perfect, but we got to put Trump in.
May
this
God
is him.
Give us a leader who has the courage to put America first and stand up to we the people.
Okay.
America first is Trump's exact phrase that he's using, bringing back that creepy phrase from the 40s and 50s.
Oh, yes. What's up, hooker?
When
this guy's a fucking whore.
That anti-Semitic America First group came up or whatever and it got a little anti-Semitic-y.
So this is, this is the Republicans. This is their best. This is their best fucking option.
This shows, and this shows the hypocrisy that
right.
These are a lot of the same people that were squealing, oh my God, Trump is the spawn of Satan.
Yeah.
We can't have him. Now that he is probably the presumptive nominee, they're like, well, you know, I want the party that keeps the Chinese out of the fucking country. I want the party that keeps from killing the babies.
Old fat white guys, quit straining yourself to explain Trump.
So their principles go out the shit down the shitter.
Yeah.
And what the damage that this guy could possibly do to the country, they don't care.
Now
as long
fuck.
As a Republican gets in.
That's so dumb. What's the point if Florida's going to be underwater, you assholes?
Oh, man. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us this Crab Diving Monday. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where. RatedRComedy.com, at RatedRComedy on the Twitter.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile. Hey. Happy birthday,
Thank
Pat.
Thank you, sir. Back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.